Okay, we are up to Ayin Vav Amid Beis. And we're going to go to the Gemara of the second white line, V'loim Sanhedrin Ulamayla. And they didn't have to check up any more than if they found one of the ancestors on the Sanhedrin, you could stop right there because nobody on the Sanhedrin hadn't been investigated beforehand. Frank the Gemara, my time up. Why can you stop at the Sanhedrin? The Tana Rav Yosef, Shem Shebezin, Menukim B'Tzedek, just like Bezin is pure in honesty, Kach Menukim B'Kol Mum, they have to be pure from every blemish. And the Gemara understands that to mean a blemish in Yichus. So the Gemara, Amar Meremer Ma'ikra, where do we see in a pasuk a reference that Sanhedrin has to be pure from all blemishes? Because Kulach Yafri Yasi, you're all beautiful, my friend, and there is no blemish in you. And I guess the Gemara is saying that this is a referring to Sanhedrin. Frank the Gemara, Ema Muma Mamish. Maybe it means a physical blemish. Maybe the people of Sanhedrin had to be without physical blemishes, like Kehanim when they did Avoda. Right? There are many people that have to be without a physical blemish. Maybe that's what the Torah wants Sanhedrin to be. So the Gemara, Amar Avacha by Yaakov, Amar Krab, V'shatsu Sham Imach, Imach B'daimim Lach. It says when Moshe Rabbeinu was to pick the 70 elders to join him on the first Sanhedrin, it says, they should stand with you, Imach B'daimim Lach. It means people similar to you with the purity of Miyichos. Frank the Gemara, Vadum B'shem Shechina. Maybe that was separate because at that point the Shechina came down in all the 70. So they had to be pure in Yichus. Who says all Sanhedrin have to be that way? Amar Nachman Amakra, it says, V'hokam me'alecha. When Yisrael told Moshe to appoint judges, he said to make life simpler for you, V'nasu itach. They will carry the burden with you. What is itach? The diamond block, they have to be similar to you, pure in Yichus. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, we call Mum Su Yuchsin. Sanhedrin Kamar, Agdaila Agtana. It can be either Sanhedrin HaGadol, which is 70, or Sanhedrin HaKatan, which is the 23 bezins, are called Sanhedrin HaKatan. But the three judges for monetary cases do not have to be pure in Yichus. Come on. Imach, Miyuchasim Kamaisach, they should be Miyuchas like you. Domam Shem Shechina, Sanhedrin Shabbat Shashah, Hutzim Chodiyas Miyuchasim Shem Shechina. They had to be Miyuchas because of the Shechina Hashem Nevu of Nesvusham, because they received prophecy, Hidachsiv Atzalti Min Aruach, I will separate from the spirit of you and give it to the 70. I was Sanhedrin Shein Lodin, but Sanhedrin that don't get Hashroas Hashechina Nevu, at least that Madrega, because Sanhedrin the Yisrael Chayis Nebai Shaloi. The Sanhedrin that Yitzroy established, not. The answer is, Nasi Yitzroy Gersina, V'loi Gersina B'masa'am. We not garish the Pasik and the burden of the nation. A Sanhedrin that Yitzroy Koi, V'okam Yalecha B'nasu Yitzroy.
Rabbi, why doesn't the Pasik mean exactly what it says, instead of referring to how they would be like Moshe? Why isn't it just that he will continue to judge by being over them, and they will judge? In other words, they're all part of the judiciary system. Why doesn't it mean literally what it says?
It bothered me also, and the way I understood it is, for that it could have just said, V'hokum me'alecha. It said, the pasuk speaks out there, the difficult cases will come to you, the light cases they will judge, and they'll make life simpler for you. It could have stopped right there. The pasuk right before that says, K'ladavar akasha, if he had no Meshav, because I never had cut and you spoke to him. Well, the truth is, that's not what it says there. It says, because I never had cut, Rabbi Kohn has a stickle tire on it, because I never had cut, you hear no Meshav, because I never had cut and you spoke to him, big and small, they'll make life simpler for you, but not so they'll carry the burden. Carry the burden is not necessary. Just said, you'll do the hard cases, they'll do the easier cases and make life simpler for you. End of story. What's V'nasu Yitach coming to tell me? So the Gemara darshens it to mean they should be similar to you.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Rabbi Kohn, what was your question?
So Yisroel, first of all, before it was like Hashem is the one that's Yimach B'dom Lucha, right? So now we're saying that it's Yisro who's giving this ability to Darsh?
Okay, so that's a very good question.
I mean, I don't
want to. No, I want to say that. But the answer is it's in the Torah. Not every word Yisro said made it to the Torah. The Torah is not a history book. The Torah is not interested in telling me history. There's no purpose in telling me history. It doesn't tell you what color pants Moshe Rabbeinu wore and what color shirt he wore, whether he wore a hat or he wore a yarmulke. It doesn't say. All it tells me is things that I need to know the halacha. That's what the Torah tells me. Now, sometimes the Torah tells it to me in story form, but the Torah is telling me eternal rules that come from the Torah. History, you can learn somewhere else. Torah is halacha. It comes in history form because that's how we find out many of the halachas. The fact that the Torah quoted Yisro's words as v'nasu itach means it's a halacha. I'm sure Yisro must have said other things, and he's not being put in the Torah every word he said. He said good morning, doesn't say it in the Torah. He must have said good evening. I don't know if he did or not. I assume he was a Balmidas. He said good evening. Not everything that happened is in the Torah. Only things that we need to know l'halacha. So these two extra words in the Torah stuck in Yisro's conversation. Granted, it was Yisro that said it, but the Rabbi Nishlam wouldn't have put it in. Every word in the Torah came from the Rabbi Nishlam, meaning the Rabbi Nishlam told Moshe Rabbeinu, write the following word, and he spelled it for him. So he should know when there's extra yuds and extra vavs or missing yuds and missing vavs. They're not made up. This is the Rabbi Nishlam dictating every letter in the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. He dictated to him the words of Nasu Itach. That means it was important to be in the Torah.
And we gave the first to Yisro to say it.
Right.
Gerim be included?
No. Clear, I mean, the wire is getting there right now, but the answer is clearly not. In Sanhedrin, clearly not. Don't think of my writer. Call me to Hokzuku Avaitse Mishaitre Harabim. Anybody whose forefathers are from Shaitre Harabim. Frank the Gemara, Lamamidz, Lamakvinim, and Psulim. We don't put Psulim in to judge monetary cases and to enforce monetary cases. Uriminu. Hakok Sharem Bladen Dinim Bamalas, Vein Hakok Sharem Bladen Dinim Nefashis. Everybody is kosher to paskin monetary cases, but not everybody is kosher to paskin capital for cases. Lavinim v'hakoyer la'suyamai, who are we including? I'm rebutilis, suyamanzer. So shaitri harabim, and the Gemara assumes that shaitri harabim is part of being a peasant, even though shaitrim are usually used as enforcers, but they're enforcers for peasant, and therefore are people that could be on the bezin. And it says a mamzer can be on the bezin, so why can't the mamzer be the enforcer? And for the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yerushalayim. So Rabbi says, you're right. All over the place, mamzerim, the fact that they're on a court would not prove anything. Shaitre Rab would not prove anything. In Yerushalayim, they were makpid, not to have a mamzer in any sort of any kind of judgment. Chayin Tvani Rav Shimon Bezera, he learned it in the Kedusha de Be'levi. In the Masechtas Kedushin of Levi. Levi had his own brises of Masechtas Kedushin, Yerushalayim. His brise explained this mission of Shaitre Rabim to be in Yerushalayim. Rashi, Shaitre Rabim Zakrashi Dayonim Ba'alma. These are regular judges. She'enam Memanim Esrim Mishalosh, Me'enam Eminyan Esrim Mishalosh of Sanhedrin Tana. They're not included in the 23 of Sanhedrin Tana. Yerushalayim. And Makpidim Akol Dineihem, Dayonehem, it's supposed to be, any of the judges, the Yachsan, to make sure that they are pure in Yichas. The Gabbai Tzaka Masiyim, why is Gabbai Tzaka a position that proves Yichas? My Taima, given the Minzi Badi Inchi, since they fight with people, the Amr Mar, the Mashkin and Allah Tzaka, we said that they can take a Mashkin for Tzaka, which is a big problem in Rishayim, why we can do that. But halacha is, if Bezin or somebody with authority decided that a certain amount of tzedakah has to be given, or the person promised tzedakah and is not paying up, the Gabbai tzedakah can come and take collateral for that tzedakah. Dafilu be'erev Shabbos, even on Friday when people say, don't bother me on Friday, I'm busy. No, you pay tzedakah and don't worry about your busyness, right? Now that causes fights. People don't like to have people come into their house and take a mashkin. Therefore, the Misa de Ika, if there would be any psul yichus, is like kala. We would hear about it. Because the guy would say, you mamzer you, right? And that would be a kala that a guy, now today we use mamzer as a different kind of term. In those days, they meant it. And therefore, it would have a kala. And therefore, it's a raya that they are kosher. Rashi, the mashkinin, nightly mashkinin is al tzedakah sheyivsuku alav. They take collateral on the tzedakah that besen paskin that he has to give. They still levy an obligation of charity on people of means. Listen, we got to support the community. This is what you have to give. And some people did not pay up. They didn't nice them. And therefore, they used to take mashkin. Afilu be'erev Shabbos, sh'adam tarid. And Rashi says that's what creates the fight. You bother me on a Friday afternoon, I'll let you have a piece of my mind. And if there would be a psul yichus, we would hear about it. Yes, doctor.
This is similar to what was said by Spencer a gop or so ago. Rashi brings down that if the treasurer had any sort of problem, it would become public knowledge and people get angry at it.
I don't believe it was a Rashi. I thought it was Yitzchak Marka Retten that explained it that way. I don't remember a Rashi saying it.
Sorry,
and it was all the Mishnah that we learned yesterday. It's this very Mishnah.
Right. So the Gemara is being explained here that way.
That's where I got it from.
I was not doubting your source. I was actually elevating it to Rechana. It would seem the logical thing, if I were writing this, I would simply say that the Shodron, the paradigm of members of the Sanhedrin, were Shodron. So,
again,
therefore, that, you know, the Shodron, one has to have.
Again, Rashi learned Shaitre Rabba means monetary judges. And therefore, the Gemara brings a Mishnah. Hakol Ksherim Lodin Dinim Amunas, which is explained that even Mamzerim can judge Dinim Amunas. So therefore, logic goes out the window. The Mishnah says Mamzerim can judge Dinim Amunas. So therefore, Shaitri Arabim could be Mamzerim. Shaitri Arabim are enforcers or the judges of monetary cases.
So it's actually not logic. What you're saying is that it's an alternate definition of the word Shodron.
Again,
that the Shodron from Egypt who became the original.
We're not talking about the original Shodron. We're talking about people in Eretz Yisrael who enforced monetary law. They were the judges of the monetary law and the enforcers of monetary law. And the Mishnah Sanhedrin said they can be Mamzerim.
Again, what you're saying is that when Israel is talking about Shodron, that the Shodron being referred to are different definitions.
Yes, 100%. The Mishnah does not mean the one of the pasuk. That's all. 100%. Zok Tikmai right. Uchmazichna deravata barava giyurahava. The innkeeper, the place where Avada Bahava stayed when he went to yeshiva, he lived in one city, and he used to go for months at a time. Many Amaroim stayed at inns. Many times the Gemara in Shas refers to Ishmazichna, the innkeeper. The innkeeper of Avada Bahava was a ger. And this ger had an argument with Rabivi, who was Abaya's son. One said, I am going to become the officer of the city. I'll translate it loosely as mayor. Okay? Sarisa means the officer of the city. Just in American terminology, we would say the mayor. They were both vying for the position of being mayor of the city. The ger, who was the Ishmazichna of Rabbi Bahava, and Rabivi, also the commander of Yosef. So they came to ask Rabbi Yosef the Shiloh, who wins? How do we do this? Amar Lahu. So Rabbi Yosef said, Tanina, we learned in a Mishnah, Soim Tasim Alachim Melech Mikarev Achicha, appoint on yourself a king from amongst your brothers, and there's a double lashon of Saim Tasim, Komasima Shatamesim Layel Mikarev Achicha. All appointments that you make of leadership, have to be somebody that's Mikarav Achicha, which means born Jewish. Amaler Zarebahav Afil Imay B'Yisrael. This ger is not really a ger. His mother was Jewish. He was a born Jew. His father was a ger. If he would have married a Gyaris, then you would treat him like a ger. But his mother was Jewish. So he was born a Jew, not from a family of gerim, from the family of one ger and one Jew. So is he also prohibited from being a position of leadership? Amalei, so the Yisrael said, no. Imai Yisrael, Mikarav Achecha Kavina Bey. Somebody whose mother is Jewish is not called a ger for this halacha. He's called Mikarav Achecha. His mother is Jewish, and therefore was not a geiris. She was a born Jewess, and therefore can be appointed to a position of leadership. Hilchach, so Rav Yosef Paskin. So now we have two people vying for the position of mayor, and both are eligible. So Rabbi the Gavra Rabbahu, Rabbi was a big time Machachem, Lai Bemili Nishmaya. He becomes the mayor over spiritual matters. He's going to be in charge of the yeshiva, he's going to be in charge of minyana, of all things that have to do with spiritual matters. The Mar and your innkeeper, Lion Bemili Damasa, he'll be in charge of taking care of the needs of the city, to make sure there are pits of water, to make sure that the gates in the city are taken care of, and to make sure that the guard watching, going around, they used to have a guard driving around the city on a horse to make sure of safety. That'll be his job. The Gashmias of the city will go to your candidate, being the Ger, the son of the Imai Yisrael. And the Ruchnias of the city will go to Abibi, and everybody will live happily ever after. That's my own addition. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Bemili Nishmaya. I'm sorry, before that. Komasimis Mirabuya Dikra Kayalov. We're learning it out from the extra word. Right, says Saim Tassim Mikarav Achecha. Tassim tells me Kol Masimus Lafilas Sanhedrin Tana, even Sanhedrin Tana, anything. The Mili Dishmaya, the Gabbai Tzedaka, the Kitsusa, deciding how much a person has to give, the Chalikusa, and how to divide it, the Seder Matur Gamanim, the Maftirin, who gets Maftir, who translates the Torah. They used to have, while they did Kriya Satira, somebody translated it into Aramaic so people should understand. The Mili Damasa Sharitzar Chitzibur Ledivre Rishus, which are not mitzvahs. The Trezina is the guard. The Kaya Pasya, I believe, is to dig the pit of water. The Igli Gaba means to close the gates, to make sure the gates are well taken care of. Yes.
Why
did he make this compromise? I wasn't there. The Gemara is not bringing it for the story. The Gemara is bringing it for the halacha that an Imam Yisrael you could appoint. That's what the Gemara is bringing it for.
Meaning there are situations that even though Imam Yisrael, that still you can't.
No, I didn't say that. You would have thought that way. Because it says, Saim Tassim Mikayev Achecha. You would have said,
he's Jewish.
Again, a ger that marries a geiris, the kid is also Jewish. A ger marries a geiris, the kid can get maftiyayna. Why not? Again, that's the chiddush of Mikarav Achecha. He's asking, what's the chiddush that Imam Yisrael can do it? She's Jewish. Well, a ger that marries a geiris, the kid is also Jewish. In fact, a new chiddush, a ger is also Jewish, and a geiris is also Jewish. So, obviously, the Torah does not want a Jewish person. The Torah wants a person that's a miyuchas. That's what the Torah is saying with the words Mikarav Achecha. So without this Gemara, you would walk away saying that Mikarav Achecha requires both parents be born Jews, not from Gerim. It's a chiddush of Mikarav Achecha. A Ger is a Jew. A Geiris is a Jew. Their children are even born Jewish. But Mikarav Achecha is requiring more. So the chiddush of Rav Yosef and Rav Adar Bar Hava was that if the mother was born Jewish, that qualifies the person to be Mikarav Achecha. Now, why Rav Yosef made the compromise and didn't throw a gyro or make an election or something like that, I don't know. I wasn't there. I can't comment. And I'm not going to make something up. If you want, I can make something up, but I'm not going to make it up. I mean, I don't have no proof. Our Gemara is bringing it down for the halachic consequence. That the Gemara here is posketing that if the mother is Jewish, there's no restrictions. It's Mikara Bachecha. That's all. No. Because his father was a ger. You know, when you call people things, doesn't mean necessarily halachically they have that status. Again, there were two people running for election. Let's say this. I wasn't here. I added for you, because of your question, I said they lived happily ever after. But I added that. I wasn't there. See, again, we're not learning a history book now. We're not here for the climax of the story. That's why I added they lived happily ever after. That way it closes the deal. Wonderful, they lived happily ever after. Doesn't say how long. We're not learning history. By the way, that line I got from Beryl Wine, he says, people who study Rashi, not from people, are interested in what pants, color pants Rashi wore. We're interested in what Rashi says. Yes?
I'm trying to remember from our pants. But, yeah, it's the same thing. Let's mention it. I mean, I'm trying to place when the Aramaic came to language. Certainly, it was the language of the Gentiles that you were able to speak to. We believe that Daniel spoke Aramaic.
I'm not a history book, but in my opinion, my understanding is after Golus Bayis Rishon, when they came back from Bavo, even in Eretz Yisrael, they spoke Aramaic. The Raya is, Yerushalmi is written in Aramaic, and Yerushalmi was written in Eretz Yisrael. So Aramaic became a dominant language even in Eretz Yisrael, and for sure in Bavo. And these Amoraim were in Bavo. Again, this is all Galus Bayis Rishon. This is all Galus Bayis Rishon.
Great. It was interesting that Yisro is giving the opinion of who the judges should be, and we take that to heart. But he can't be the judge.
You're right. But we're not taking Yisro's opinion to heart. This is what I tried to tell you before. We're taking the Rabban Shalom's opinion to heart. It's in the Torah, which means that's what the Rabban Shalom holds.
So we used him as the best.
That's where the Torah wrote it. Because that's what he said.
That's what he said, right.
Okay. But he's not the one that decided that. The Rabban Shalom decided that. Now, but what you are commenting, if I can reword what you're saying, is that Yisro recognized that this should be a requirement, even though it would disqualify him. He said, "V'nasu itach," and he meant that they have to be miyuchasim, even though he knew that that meant he won't be a judge. He wasn't interested in being a judge. He wasn't running for that position.
I would be my usual self. I would say that
Okay.
But in one of the commentaries, it was thought that I remember that it says that the principle of halacha they have two of the sabbaths of halacha mentioned.
Correct.
In the name, rather,
correct.
Which would be the same here.
To an extent, yes.
You alluded to that when you first talked about it.
So I think my right.
What happened? So Yisro, did he have the mindset?
Are you up to Parshas Yisro in your Sefer? Is this why we're getting so many questions on Yisro? Yes.
Hashem gave him the nevuah.
I don't know. Yes, Hashem gave him the ability to say it. Correct.
To say it?
Just like Hashem gives me the ability to speak right now.
To say it or to think it?
Both. He thought before he spoke, yes.
Thank you.
He thought, and then he said it. And Hashem gave him that ability. Yes. You want to know why was he Zaycha to be the one? I don't know. Obviously, he was Zaycha. It's called Yeser. So Yeser Parsha Achaz B'Torah. I mean, Chazal say that he added a Parsha in the Torah. That's what Chazal attribute his name to. By the way, as an aside, it's Parshas Ve'era today, but it'll be Parshas Ba'i next week. And the Ramban in Parshas Ba'i speaks out, asks, why do we call our months by Aramaic names? Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, these are all Aramaic names. Why did we allude to the months by Aramaic names? So he points out to Ramban, this didn't happen until when they came back from Babel. No months are named till after Bayis Rishon. They were called Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, Chodesh HaShlishi. It's not me. This is Ramban. And he said the reason they adopted the Aramaic names is to remember that Hashem took them out of Golos Babel. Just like we make a Sechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's Ramban, Parshas Bay. So we call the months by Aramaic names as a way of remembering that we were in Golos Babel and Hashem took us out. And therefore, we say Nisan Iyar Sivan Tammuz in Aramaic names. That's what the Ramban says. So, if you want to know the source of where Aramaic came in, seems to be with the Ramban pretty clearly that it's by Golos Bayis Rishon when they came back from Binyan Bayis Sheni, because the later Nevi'im are the ones that start, right, in Esther, Hu Chodesh Adar. All that, it's not mentioned beforehand. It's mentioned in the later Nevi'im because they're the ones that came back from Babel, and at that point they decided to call by Aramaic names. In fact, the one I know about is Tammuz. I think they still use Tammuz in Persia somewhere. They have, I think one of their, the god or whatever it is called Tammuz. Right? I know their rockets are called Tammuz, or something is called Tammuz over there. Tammuz happens to be a very difficult month for Klal Yisrael. It's one of the 3 months that are noted to be difficult. Half a Tammuz and Av, and half a Tavis and half a Shvat. So, Ramban, it's not in this week's Parsha, it's in next week's Parsha, explains why we call months by Aramaic. So it seems that was the sanctioned use of Aramaic to remind us of God's bubble. Right? Don't think about it right. Amar Abaya, Hilkach, man de mishri tzorvim rabbanim b'shmezichtei, if you're going to have a Talmud Chacham staying you're in, la'ashik rabbanim b'ahava, pick one like rabbanim b'ahava, the other the mevach l'tzchusei, that will know how to find tzchusei for you. This guy would have never been able to figure out mikarev achicha. He wouldn't have known Imai Mishra was different. Right? He didn't know that. His father was a gear. He didn't go to yeshiva. But he had a person like Rabbi Abba stay in his house who helped him out. So if you're going to have a Talmud Chacham stay in your house, get somebody who's going to help you out. Rashi. La'ashri. K'may lasher lehem menucha. La'ashri means to rest. Asar beis mishrei, a place where they can rest. That's the Targum says, a menucha. Zakti k'may v'aytar. Revzei re'metapu b'hu. Now, I don't know, my chassan, who exactly he was metapo with, but Rashi says, Rav Zeira appointed these people to be positions of leadership. Now, Rashi doesn't speak out whether these are the Imam Yisroels or these are the Gerim that weren't Imam Yisroel. Rashi just says, metapo bohu, misasik behem lechabdam, gave them covet, lo yeshiva besrara, and to put them in leadership positions. Does Archkol say who he did it for? He doesn't say whether Imam Mishra or not. Children of converts. Because it's a problem if it's a regular game, because we do have the halacha mikarei b'agecha. So, the other way, I don't know. You're going to have a problem either way. Rabbi Bravu and Metapabu. Rabbi Bravu also worked with them to give them covenant leadership positions. The Marava, I feel the Reish, I don't know if the word is Kavri or Kuri, Le Bukmi Minayu. even to be in charge of the measurements and weights. You know, the Bureau of Measurements and Weights, they go around and check scales. They wouldn't make a ger into that position. It's a position of leadership. Even the one in charge of dividing the water, like there's a river, a stream, that different fields call upon. So Reuven gets Sunday, and Shimon gets Monday, and Levi gets Tuesday. Somebody's got to be there to enforce that. The water department. And they didn't even appoint the ger to be in charge of that. Now again, wasn't clear to me, are this last three cases that two were metapol and two were not metapol and didn't appoint them, are they talking about Imam Yisrael? Or are they talking not Imam Yisrael? I'm not sure. Rashi. Reish kuri memuna l'amidas l'shem lesach v'kur. It's a kur is a measurement. Gargusa. L'hashkas beis hashlochim. Pamim shem chol rabim. Belongs to many. To water the irrigated fields and the irrigation. V'manim shaytar aleim. Shlo yashkin ish b'yayim shachaveray. Person shouldn't water in his friend's day. Now, in halacha we paskin, that you don't appoint a ger, that's not Imam Yisrael, to a position of authority. So it's a big shayla, can a ger become a rish shiva? Clear, it's a position of authority. But some achrayim trying there, rish shiva is not a position of authority. Rish shiva is indebted, he has to work for his students. They can dictate what masechta, they can come in, taina, he's not really, he's just making the decisions based on what the students need. So he's an employee, not an employer. He might be writing the checks, but he's the boy, he works for his students. That's what some Achrayim want to tie them. That it's the, so they want to tie them. It's Mutter, some Mutter, I don't know. The Achrayim do deal with this question. Can a Reshiva, a Rebbe, he can become, because a Rebbe is not considered a position. It's a big Shaila. A Rav, can a Ger become a Rav? Is it a position? Shemaya of Avtalion, were they Gerim? Were they descendants of Gerim? This is all the Shaila. What? Right, you don't know if they had a position of authority. Because they're mentioned in the Mishnah, just means they were used to be the Chachamim. Doesn't mean they were a Tanoim, but doesn't mean that they were in a position of authority. Shemaya of Avtalion had a position of authority. They were Nasi and Reish Bezin. Yes. They had a position of authority. Yes. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here. Is this the same thing as a woman? The ger and the woman have the same position and as what they can or cannot be an authority?
No, because a woman is Imam Yisrael. Doesn't make a difference. The restrictions on women being in leadership positions come from the word melech, and we darshan melech v'loy malka. So with the Sifri darshans, this is Sifri, Sayyid Tassel Melech melech, melech v'loy malka, the Raman passes it, which disqualifies a woman from being in a position of leadership. But there's no difference whether her mother is a Geiris or her mother is a Jew or her father is a Jew. It's her gender that makes that decision. And therefore, a woman cannot be in a position. So there's a big tumult on them. And again, I'm staying out of this because the last thing I need is a headache, is whether a woman can be on a board of something. Is that a position of leadership? Is that considered a position of authority? Can you appoint a woman on a, can a woman be a president of an organization? Not in talking about a women's organization. A women's organization, you want women to be in charge. But in a organization that is not women, that is for a community. Can a woman be the president of Bikur Chaylam? I'm not here to pass the Shaila. Can a woman be the president of Chesed Shalemes? Can a woman be the president of Matan Beseser? This is a big Shaila in Paiskim. I am not going there. I'm not touching it. We'll let Paiskim decide those things and stay out of the way. But it comes from the fact that a woman is not supposed to be a queen. Because queens are not allowed. Now, in history, there were Jewish queens. But that doesn't mean it was sanctioned to be the right thing. Sometimes there were queens who just were queens and you couldn't do anything about it. That's all.
Okay, and as far as getting back to the ger, is the ger, the problem is authority or innovating new things? In other words, does he have the power of the decision? Oh, so
authority,
even if he's in charge and he has a whole book of rules, he still can't be in charge.
Correct. Correct.
Okay, thanks.
Yes,
thank you.
Well, actually, I think we've talked that the qualification to be on board is not IL or PL, so it's not IL money.
trying to remember the queen who shows up donating to the base mission.
Only Amalka, and only Amalka was not Jewish, and she wasn't queen over the Jews. She had a country in Asia Minor that she was queen over. And her son was Mumbas. They were not Jews. They were Gerim. They were wonderful people, but they didn't rule over Eretz Yisrael. Mumbas HaMelech was not king over Eretz Yisrael, at least according to Barrow Wine. He was a king over some country in Asia Minor.
Well, Rabbi Wine, she seems to be mentioned very complimentary.
Again, she was only a Malka. She did donate a lot of things to the Beis HaMikdash, but she was not the ruler of Eretz Yisrael.
What's irrigation fields? Where does that show any kind of authority?
If I can enforce that Reuben can only use it on Sunday.
Everything's like that. So a policeman enforce, what do you mean? In a store, a lady can't say, I'm enforcing, you can't do that. You can't take that price. I mean,
that's privately owned. And this is a public thing. This is a city appointment to be the man in charge of the water. And your own store, it's privately owned. You do what you want.
A policeman?
Not so sure. Want to know, you can have a police woman?
Yeah.
It's no policeman anymore. It's police person, if you want to be politically correct. Weiter. Sagt die Gemeinde weiter, wie heißt die Eimer? Af mi shoye ba'arki yishonah shol tzipuri. My timer, daiki u'machasmi. They used to be very careful before they let people be on that list of qualified judges. And therefore, in Tzipuri, if you were on that list, you were meyuchas. He said whoever was in the army, Dr. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that's only b'chayola shebeis David. Not every army was so meyuchas. David HaMelech's army was meyuchas. Rashi, b'chayala shabeis David, shayim boim b'chalukas chaydish b'chaydish, b'chayzer chalila. So Rashi explains, army here does not necessarily mean people that go to war. It means David HaMelech had a rotating bunch of people who worked for a month for David HaMelech. And they worked for him for a month, then they went home for a month, came back for a month. That was David HaMelech had these people that worked for David HaMelech. They were his army of, maybe they took care of many things. And they were an authority. They worked for David HaMelech. But the Kaisven, B'Shemes, Mishmachas, Pliny, Pliny, B'Chaydish, Pliny. Right? They announced, this family is in this month. But it's here in the Yaksim, we call Mum, to the Mepharish, Shetesayim, Shchus HaVaisim, B'Mohama. Because they ultimately did go to war. And you didn't want anybody in war that didn't have Schos Avos. And therefore, Schos Avos comes from having no purity in Yichus. Frank the Gemara, the time am I? I'm sorry, I skipped. I'm Rav Yaitz in my crop. The Shachsham B'Tzwa Mochama. Make sure they're Meyuchas in the army. Frank the Gemara, the time am I? Why do we care? Because they should, I'm Rav Yudam Arav, because they should, Schosam, Schos Avos, and Messayatam. Should have Schos Avos. Frank the Gemara, he could sell a Kamaini. The one of David's troops, if I'm pronouncing his name right, was from Amain. My lab to Asim Amain, he was a Ger. Not the Gemara, why the Asim Amain? He was a man that was Jewish, came from Jews. Wasn't a Ger. He was Imam Yisrael, maybe other Yisrael also. And he lived in Amain. Why he lived in Amman? I don't know. We'll make up a story if you want. Frank the Gemara, Uriah Hachiti, my lab dasi miches, he was a ger from Ches. Why the yasim miches? Wasn't a ger. Frank the Gemara, Vayiki iti agiti, and he, as the Gemara will prove, wasn't even a ger, was a guy. V'chitei mochinami the yasim begas, you're going to say he's a Jew that lived in Gas? V'amar av nachman iti agiti bo'o bitlam. It was talking about a certain Avet Zara. Once a Yid has it, you can't be Mavatuan. And a Yid can't be Mavatuan Avet Zara. He cannot destroy its Avet Zara name. But a guy can go to an Avet Zara and say, we're not serving you anymore. You're not an Avet Zara. give it a good kick and let it fly, and it's not in Avodah Zarah anymore. So David HaMelech is talking about a crown there that David HaMelech got. It was in Avodah Zarah. Iti Agiti came and made it a non-Avodah Zarah before David picked it up. And therefore David was allowed to take it. Only Goyim can do that. That means he wasn't even Jewish and he was in David HaMelech's army. David had 400 young children, young lads. The Kulam Bnei Yafas Tayer Hayu. Please mute yourself out there. And they were all children of Yafas Tayer. And they acted Gaish. This is a proof to Rashi Shita. The Bnei Yafas Tayer aren't really Jewish. And the Kulam Yashrim, Bikrainir Shosa, I'm sorry, Kulam Mistaprim Kumi, Megadler Blurius, they, I don't know how you translate Misaprim Kumi. They grew this long hair on their back, which Goyim used to do to frighten people. What's Kumi? What? Oh?
Haircuts
short, M-U-L-L-E, long locks in the back. Got
short
in the front? Yeah, long locks in the back. Okay. I don't know what Kumi means, though. And mullet, whatever that is. I don't know what that means either. It means Kumi. But Kulam Yashim Bekrani Shazav, they all went in these golden carriages. They led the army. These are David enforcers. So we see that they fought the army. These are Goyim. Let alone not Meyuchas. The Gemara, the Asna, the Busa Alma, they didn't fight. They frightened people. Their presence was to frighten the people. But the actual fighting was done only by Meyuchasim.
Yeah, but who's to say, because someone is a Meyuchasim, his schus avos is greater than that person who became a ger?
Well, Gemara says it. That's what he says.
So it comes out, what we're saying now is, if you're Meyuchas, you're greater than any ger. That's what
I hate to use the word greater.
Okay, you're better than.
You have schus avos that he doesn't have.
But why should that be the determining factor?
The Gemara says it is. You ask me who's to say? The Gemara says it.
So you can have Yisrael on this side. Sorry, you're not.
When it comes to battle, you want Schus Abbas. Yisrael's Abbas are not going to help him.
I don't want Schus Abbas. I want Schus Yisrael.
Yeah, I hear your question, but it's not Schus Abbas.
Again, why is Schus Abbas the determining factor?
Because the Gemara says so.
I know, but... And
I have no answer.
And for him to have Moshe Rabbeinu as a son-in-law, that's pretty nice also, right?
And that's Chus Avos.
I know that. Back to the same question. Why is Chus Avos the determining factor?
I don't know.
I thought maybe we could maybe tell him that and figure it out.
It's not figured out in the last 30 seconds.
That's not why they call it dreadlock. It's very long. Do people dread that?
Maybe.
You call that dreadlocks, really?
Dreadlocks.
Where's the dread come from? That was the crown of the Avodah Zarah Mokam. Women that the men had picked up at war, they acted like Goyim. Seems to me that they were like Goyim. Yes, Yanki. Same thing. He didn't fight. He went along for scaring. Yeah. Misaprim kumi begadla blurius machayri arpim the back. Levusi alma abalayard the Muhammad amizachem and Muhammad Yisrael. They didn't do any actual fighting. They just were there to create fright. Today we will stop here. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this year, Emir Hashem sometime in Parshas Mishpatim, we should be ready for this year. Thank you.